Yo, it's your boy Philippe.
Hey, Mickey Solo, P.I.F. Paid in full, yeah.
Yeah, stay hooked on to Nouvelle Life.
Hi, what's up, people? This is Andrew the Royal Your Highness, and you're listening to Nouvelle Life.
Yo, 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 you're now listening to Hip Hop Uganda Live. It's your boy truly, Sean. Home for Ugandan Hip Hop. Hosted by yours truly, Sean.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy Anonymous. G2 Complex, most official. And you're listening to Hip Hop Uganda on Nouvelle Life.
Just right
I
here,
just right here.
Get
right
it,
here.
Get it,
get it.
You're now listening to another episode of the Nouvelle Life podcast, Hip Hop Uganda Live, hosted by Sean.
What's up, people? Welcome to the Nouvelle Life podcast, and I'm Sean, your host. Last week we had Naze Avatar of Port Bell Drive, and we spoke about a bunch of things, but most interestingly is sampling. Yeah, we spoke about some of the dope samples out there, including Chigozi, Misinde, Keiko, and he told me of his favorite sample, Kila Siku, produced by Stone Town, which was on LP's mixtape. Yeah, the made LP mixtape. Yeah, it was a great experience. We had a good time, spoke about a number of very entertaining and educative things. I hope you got that. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Nouvelle Live. You can follow me personally at Nouvelle Sean, that is N-U-V-E-Y-S-H-A-W-N. And most likely, you can also check us on Instagram at Nouvelle Live. Check us out on Facebook at Nouvelle Live. And to get this episode, you can get the previous episode. That's episode 9 from our blog. That is nouvellelive.wordpress.com. Yeah, and you can have a good time. Today being a good day, I present you episode 10. Yeah. I thought of speaking about sampling for another week, but I didn't get time to connect with a number of people who are more knowledgeable about the art itself. Yeah, but the art of sampling will continue probably next week. We shall give you a part two. I might be speaking to another producer about sampling in general. Well, today on the show, I do have a special guest. Young Femsi, and I think she's the third Femsi to be on Hip Hop Uganda Live, though she's like the sixth MC to be on one of our podcasts. She has, I think, a great history with music. Yeah, she might be having a great history with music. Moment of silence. Okay, Tushy, what's up?
Nothing much. What's up?
Yeah, nothing much. Just looking at you and wondering who is Tushy Polo.
Tushy Polo is just Tushy Polo is me. Humble, a rapper, actress and singer, songwriter. If I do more than that, then I would be weird. I am
what?
That.
Okay. it's Tushy, your like real name or?
No, Tushy is not my real name. My real name is Patricia Tracy Namujuzi. So this is how Tushy came up. I have my kid brothers, I have siblings that are twins, so when they were still young, they couldn't pronounce Trisha as Trisha. So they kept on calling me Tushi, and I liked the name, so I decided to use it as my stage name. But recently, I don't know if it's French or whatever, I found out that that name means, my God, I don't know. My name means something else that is not good, and I'm thinking about changing it, but I can't.
I hope I'm allowed to say Tushé. Some people refer to, I don't know what your name means, what you think is wrong, but
I don't know if it's the same pronunciation. Mine is Tushi. Most people call me Tush, which is also cool. I mean, I just find it, but it is Tushi. I don't know if the other pronunciation is Tushi or Tushé, but it's just a weird name.
Anyway, that aside, what is the essence of polo? Polo, are you
polo
a golf player or something?
No, I like polo because it's a simple and nice name, and it means haven. Polo means haven in Acholi, and I have a very good friend who is Acholi who just put it up. And as well, polo came from way back in high school. We had a dance group called Polo, and like everyone, you know, in high school, you could have it was like a username, so they could tell you that's Tushi or that's Patricia Polo, so you would know she's from the Polo group.
Okay.
Yeah, so I kept on with it, but it generally means haven, so that's why
great,
I like
great
it.
Great stuff. So how long have you been involved with hip hop?
Not long.
Was your break, was it a break dance group or just dance?
When
you were
in high school?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. No, I can't do break dance. Come on.
If you did, then I would say you have been involved with hip hop that long, because breaking is one of the elements of
hip
hop. So.
Yeah, I know, but no, it wasn't break dance. It was just dance, you know, high school.
Yeah, maybe after he'll show me how you dance. So anyway, I asked how long have you been involved, like, with hip hop?
Let me say formally, officially, it's not long. It is like, as I said, doing it. I've been writing. I was writing even when I was in high school, but I wasn't recording anything. And generally, I wasn't performing. And my first performance was the end of the week where I won the female champion.
Okay.
That is when I started. That's when I think that was in 2012. No, 2013.
2013.
Yep.
Okay, that's like 3 years from then.
Yes. Three.
Oh, great stuff. So what are you doing exactly right now? You can tell us about the tracks you've made so far.
Recently, I just released a track called Bitter Past. Yeah, that's the project that's recent. Right now, I'm not going to say I'm working on an EP, but it is still like an idea. Though I have the writings, because there's a song, it's going to have six songs. I could make them seven as an extra, but I want it to be six. And right now I'm done with two songs writing, and I'm waiting for a beat from Simon Ellie, and I'm hoping to work with Nace as well.
Okay.
So that's my next move.
Oh, great stuff. So you've not spoken about tracks like Woman from the Hip Hop Bootcamp.
Yeah, Woman is part of the Hip Hop Bootcamp. I think I have like three songs from the bootcamp. There's Woman with Zion MC and Twitch MC and Black Pearl.
Okay.
And then me, then there's Jay Santino, that's Follow Me. Jay Santino and a guy called B.A.T. That's his name. B.A.T. Then there is Every Day We're Trying, that's Zamunda and Zion and Steal Me. Yeah, okay. Those three.
How was the feeling working with, like, being part of the Hip Hop Bootcamp?
It was okay. It was great. It was knowledgeable. And I did a lot of learning. It helped me a lot to evaluate myself, and it helped me. I got to learn a lot of things that I didn't know, especially about the music business, the promotion and all that, and you know, the sites, the music sites, because I was green about that as well. There are a lot of things that I learned.
Yeah, I think by the time you were a part of the Hip Hop Boot Camp, Nouvelle Ève was still under construction, I guess.
Maybe.
Well, don't forget, this episode has been powered by I Am Records, Port Bell Drive, and the Nouvelle Ève I Dig UG Hip Hop stickers. You can get yourself one at 1,500. Tushi.
Yes.
One other thing I want to ask you. Bitter Past, we listened to it before the show.
Yes.
Of course, I didn't ask you off mic, but I listened to it. It was my first time, and one catchy line that I'm thinking of is when you say, I lost my innocence at 7 years old.
Oh, yeah.
What exactly is that?
How do you think? What did you get? What came into your mind when you heard that?
What came in my mind is, I don't know what you meant. So, what came in my mind is, ask Tushi what exactly she's saying. It's okay.
Really? You mean nothing came into your mind when...
Innocence. I've read books.
Uh-huh.
One book which you spoke of is Lord of the Flies.
Yeah.
Which make me think...
Actually, I...
Which make me think you might have derived your concepts from that book.
I didn't really derive them from the book. I just wanted to make it clear. When I said lost my innocence at 7, call me Lord of Flies. Yeah, actually, I did, because... Those were young kids that lost their innocence as well.
Yeah.
And they were doing a lot of stuff.
Bad stuff.
Yeah, bad.
But they were playing with pikes, spears and stuff.
And they were killing.
So tell me you killed someone
at
age 7. Or
innocence comes with a lot of stuff.
One big thing we can relate that to is a sexual connotation to it.
Exactly.
It's real. Who lost innocence at that age? Oh, if it's you. Oh. Did I just ask this question? Did you even answer it?
I haven't answered.
Anyway, you can leave a comment below this post if you've gotten this episode on what you think is the innocence Tushi lost. Though I'm still going to ask her what exactly she means later on. So you said you're not working exactly on an EP or LP or anything like that.
EP.
You're working on an EP.
Mm-hmm.
You know, lately a number of people have been excited about making EPs, but
it's going to be my first EP. I don't have a lot of singles. That is why I want to do it, and I don't want it to have collaborations at all. It's just going to be me, so I really need it. I'm planning I want to do music. I want to do as much music as I can.
Yeah, looking at your statistics, you have more collabs than your own singles, right?
Exactly. That is why I don't want to do collabs.
That's the inspiration. So any challenges as a FMC, like you?
Me. Challenges as a FMC. Have I faced that much? I don't think I've... The only thing I've faced is... I don't really like the FMC thing. I think it's not more of a challenge, because it's a lot of people use it, but I just feel like if it's an MC and we all MCs, then we should be MCs, not FMCs. The FM shouldn't be added.
Okay, does it feel like we are being...
It feels like, yeah, she's female. She's a female MC.
We're subjecting them.
Exactly. So it feels like... I'm not a battle MC, but it feels like the battle MCs that are female... wouldn't like involve in a usual MC challenge with the men, because if they say battle for FMCs and battle for MCs, it will look like, so the MCs are the male and the FMCs are a category of its own, of which it could be the same thing.
So you feel like it's a point of discrimination, right? Does it feel like that?
Yeah, kinda. It does.
Okay, your views are actually interesting. I didn't think someone would come up and say that. Sort of makes some sense, though. So you've really faced no challenges as a film, but as an MC, maybe you like that better.
I have not really faced a lot of challenges yet.
You're now listening to another episode of the Nouvelle podcast, Hip Hop Uganda Live, hosted by Sean.
Well, like I said, I don't think I've faced a lot of challenges or any. I've not noticed any. The only challenges I've faced are challenges as me, as a person, not as a FMC. Because, you know, it depends. There's a time I was with Twitch and we were supposed to perform at Hip Hop Unplugged, I think. And when they called out to her, she had someone in the background say, "Ah, she's female." Because, I think the guy expected her to be weak because she's female, yeah? So it affected her. It could be a challenge to many people, but, well, I think it could. I tend not to give a lot of attention to things that do not need my attention. It could have hurt her, because it did, I think, but it didn't hurt me because I always want to come out and surprise. So if... There's when people tend to think female MCs are weak and, you know, can't deliver, you know, the energy and all because it's rap, yeah?
Yeah.
But it doesn't affect me because I always want to come out and surprise people and they have to just take whatever they want. So it's not a challenge for me.
Okay, so I think sometimes when they catalog the FMCs in their own block is try to like inspire them, mm-hmm. or try to at least make some point that there are female rappers.
Yeah,
actually.
I get that and I appreciate that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's great. So you're working on an EP. Does it have a title? Or?
It has.
What's the title?
Breaking Free. It has two. I want to choose one.
Okay.
It has Awakening and Breaking Free, and they're all tracks on it on a EP. So I'll choose one that suits it, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe you can call it Breaking Free, subtitle Awakening. The Awakening.
Yeah, maybe you could get to.
It could be a great experience. So I don't know who like. Who do you look up to, like, in the industry? Could be foreign or locally here.
I'm a weird human being, though. Lauryn Hill. I love Lauryn Hill. I love Rhapsody.
Okay.
I look up to those two. I like Kendrick Lamar. And I have a lot of people that inspire me, people that I would look up to, and they have different things that they do or are that would make me want to, you know, do something like them. So it's a big list of people.
I guess all female rappers like Lauryn Hill from Egypt. Sphinx says the same thing. Aggie.
Lauryn Hill is inspiring.
To all.
Lauryn Hill
I was expecting something like MC Light. Oh, that was that.
They're all good. I prefer Lauryn Hill, Rhapsody. That works. Oh, and Angel Hez.
Okay.
My God. She's also a good one.
So,
Lauryn Hill is generous.
Locally here, who does anyone inspire you, like locally?
FMC?
Yeah, could be FMC. Okay, let's not say FMC.
Ladies Like. It's okay. I already said it. Ladies Like. Tushy.
Okay.
Yes.
So,
that's it.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to tell me your top five UG hip hop tracks.
My top five?
Of all time. It doesn't matter.
UG hip hop tracks of all time.
Yeah.
Five, Ezange Zivamontuyo, Sylvester Kabombo.
Shout out to Sylvester.
Yes. Four, Love Story.
Saint
Nelly said.
Sunny Soys. Okay.
Three is okay. Now that's going to be Follow Me and Jay Sentino and Bat. Then two is Drop It, me and Tonic. One is Bitter Pass, Tushy Polo.
Okay, interesting. She's our own fun, her own big fun. Yeah, before we wrap up, I promise to ask you again what about Bitter Pass. Who produced Bitter Pass?
Bitter Pass was produced at Urban Accent. The producer is called Benrick.
Okay. Yeah. Benrick.
Yeah, Benrick, the producer.
Shout outs to him.
Yes, shout outs to him. He did a great job, man. Yeah, and oh, by the way, Bitter Pass was influenced by a lot of people. And I want to thank Nelly Said, yeah, because he called me in for it. And Jigga. Jigga has some producer in Gulu that made that beat. Yeah, so I thank Jigga because he handed it over to me.
Okay. Yeah. So, do you have any plans with Bitter Pass? I understand it's 2 weeks old right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
The video is still on hold. No video.
Oh, speaking of videos, are you planning to do any visuals for any other tracks?
System Interruption.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a song I did with some rapper from California called Chosen. It's a collaboration with him and another guy called Scooge Owens. He's from New York. It is Chosen Destiny's album, yeah, that I featured on. So we wanted to do a video and they couldn't come this side, I couldn't go that side because it's three different people from three different areas.
Okay.
So everyone is just going to give a clip of what they have and then pile it up, edit, and you know.
So how did that come up?
The collaboration? Well, I'm on Facebook and someone inboxes me. And he's telling me how he likes women and he got to know me from the boot camp. Yeah.
Okay.
And I think the guys who are interviewing people this side, these guys that came from, I don't know, I think it's the Danish embassy or something.
Next Level, is it? Was it?
No, it wasn't. No, not Next Level. Next Level is another thing. Okay. This was boot camp.
Okay.
Yeah. So he tells me he heard from me and he listened to my music and he wanted to do something with me. And we did.
Okay, that's great. You can go ahead and tell us where people can get to you, like get your music, your social networks.
My music is on Reverb Nation, Tushy Polo. Yeah.
ReverbNation.com/Tushy Polo.
Yes.
Okay.
And then SoundCloud, it's still Tushy Polo. Twitter, I'm not on Twitter yet. I was on Twitter. But something messed up. It just
long
made
story.
It. Yeah. So Facebook, it's Tushy Polo Beloved, and Howie Bees, it's still Tushy Polo. I think that's it.
Okay, that's great. No Instagram.
No, I'm not on Instagram.
Oh, really? Okay.
I'll get there soon. I'm not on Instagram.
I thought that would be something that would fascinate you. Anyways, this has been Hip Hop Uganda Live, and I've been Sean, your host. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Nuve Live, Facebook Nuve Live, Instagram Nuve Live, and you can go ahead and visit our blog. That's nuvelive.wordpress.com. And you can follow me personally at Nuve Sean, that is NuveySHAWN. I guess it's hot in here.
W like two U's?
Yeah, two U's make a W.
You see? So it is SHAW.
W, like, okay, WN.
Okay, W. I was just.
Yeah, sure. Tushy, you can go ahead and premiere your track as it plays in the background.
Bitter Past. This is a track. Okay, this track actually is a true story. You promised to ask me questions, but it's okay. You forgot, so don't ask.
Wait,
so you forgot. No, you forgot.
I
so
asked.
I'm premiering. I'm guessing this is the last session of the interview.
Okay.
Bitter Past is an emotional song. It's a deep story, a true story. about a girl that is trying to, you know, it's self-explanatory, trying to go through the bitter past mentally, physically and all that, going through a lot and trying to, you know.
Okay, you say that for what? Is the girl traumatized that she's trying to let out something?
Yeah, she was. I don't think she is anymore. Okay. But she was, probably. She was, by the way.
Who is that girl? Okay. Complete your sentence.
Yeah, this, it's a story about, yeah, a girl who is trying to please someone. Actually, this song is talking about someone. A lot of people who have listened to it, not most of them, some of the people think it's a love story or breakup story, something like that. It's not that. And there's a time on Facebook I posted something like, if you really want to understand the concept of a song, just imagine a 7-year-old Tushy Polo rapping. So you will understand, because no one falls in love at 7 years, right?
Okay.
Yeah, so it is it's a bitter song, bitter past. And it's inspiring, emotional. If anyone out there could relate to the song, you're very welcome.
Well, I guess I've not forgotten anything.
I hope you haven't. I wish you do.
Anyways, I may not forget to close the show. This has been Hip Hop Uganda Live, and I'm Sean, your host. Don't forget to follow us. And for any inquiries, you can hit us up at nouvellev@gmail.com, or you can leave a comment in this comment section below. We out of here.
Bye bye. Bitter past. Tushy Polo.
The first time I tried to plead, you took advantage, instant damage. My organs bleed and needed bandage. Where were you to see that? I mean that. I hate that. But it is growth of fear in me and you too. How mean can you be? Hope I get through with the bitter past. Hope I get through with the bitter past. Hope I get through it. Hope I get through with the bitter past. Hope I get through with the bitter past. Hope I get through it.
Saying bye bye. Saying bye bye bye. Yeah. Bye bye. To the bitter past. Say no more, say no, no more, yeah, no, no, to the bitter past.
Catch us right here, let's get it.